Welcome to Vibrant, a storytelling podcast about coffee hospitality. In this episode, you'll hear from Lorenzo Perkins. Lorenzo was the director of education for Cuvée Coffee before starting Fleet Coffee Co. in early 2015. He's the current past chair for the Barista Guild of America and a seasoned Brewers Cup and Barista Competition competitor. He has been a pioneering and integral part of the Austin coffee community for many years, and here Lorenzo shares a story from early on in his coffee career.
So I've been a service professional for going on, my gosh, it's been like 16 years now. And I've seen a lot of good things and not good things. And then, you know, whenever you go out, you're always kind of aware and watching the floor and seeing how people are being interacted with. But the one moment that really has stood out in my mind forever was back at my very first coffee job, which was a Starbucks. And I worked at one that was not really close to the medical center, but, you know, I mean, I guess on the way if you thought about it hard enough. And we would always have, well, not always, but for a while, there was this regular who would come in. His name is Matt. And he would get two grande lattes, and one of them would be extra hot, and the other one would be regular. And the extra hot one, he was like, oh, it's because I'm taking it to somebody, and I want it to stay warm. And we're like, okay, cool, that makes sense, man. And so we kept making it, this drink for him for a couple of weeks, and then he came in one day, and the shift supervisor on duty, Sherry, had developed like a pretty good little rapport with him, you know, just nothing too deep or too personal, but, you know, recognizing him, recognizing his name, getting his drinks ready and all that kind of stuff. I think pretty standard, you know, quality customer service. And I don't know why, but I think, I mean, it's a simple, logical question she asked. She said, you know, who are you taking this second latte to? And that's when he said that his wife was in the hospital undergoing her very first, like, series or rounds of chemotherapy. And so he would bring her this coffee so that she could drink it, you know, while she was sitting in the chair and getting the drip. And, I mean, that kind of stopped us all in our tracks there, because that was like an unexpectedly, deeply personal response to, I guess, what you could consider to be a pretty personal question. You know, so Sherry just said, okay, have a great day. You know, we'll see you later. And went into the back and started talking to some of us, you know, about Matt and how this is crazy and seems like such a nice guy, and you'd never know that anything was going on with him because he just comes in with a, you know, pretty positive demeanor and just gets these drinks. So Matt comes back in the next day, and Sherry had marked out two, like, thermoses, you know, that Starbucks sell, which I still think they sell the best ones that I've seen anywhere. And so she went over to the floor, took them off the shelf, and had them behind the counter waiting. So when he came in, she gifted him this thermos so that his beverage and her beverage would stay hotter than in the paper cup while he drove from Starbucks to his wife in the medical center. And that's one of the most simple, straightforward, in human things I've ever witnessed a coffee professional do, or just any kind of service professional do. I'll never forget that. Matt Sorry. Matt was moved and Sherry was moved, and it was a connection and a reality that I think we forget far too often because it's so transactional, and that one little moment just flipped the whole damn thing on its head.
I really love what you said when you were describing Sherry's action, how simple and straightforward it was. And do you feel like that's something that has shaped your own hospitality perspective in the work you do in coffee?
You know, I mean, I'm back working behind a bar now 6 days a week. And I wish I could say that it's shaped me more than it has, but I know that there are still times where I fail to be a hospitality professional. And, you know, it does inform your choices, when you see something like that, but it doesn't mean that it makes it any easier to be nice to people who aren't, you know?
I think we can all relate to that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story, Lorenzo.
Thanks, Mallory.
That was Lorenzo Perkins. My name is Mallory Light. Our music was written and recorded by Kevin Cott. Visit vibrantpodcast.com to learn more and to hear other coffee hospitality stories.